Hare Krishna. Our willingness is more important than our willpower. We often feel that we lack willpower when we have to do something which requires determination. Say, leading a principle-centered, purposeful life. That we want to live in a particular way and go in a particular way and achieve certain things in our life. For that purpose, we need willpower, and we feel that we lack willpower. And sometimes the thought that we don't have willpower, that takes away whatever power we may have. We become disheartened and we stop trying. Just like, suppose somebody is doing a workout, somebody is, say, lifting weights. Now, a person may not be able to lift heavy weights right now, but more important than the capacity to lift the heavy weights is the willingness, is the readiness to at least start lifting weights, to start lifting whatever one can. So, a small child may start with a 5 kg weight. And a child may have an elder brother who lifts 15 kg. They may have a father who lifts 20 kg, 25 kg. So, now, the point is that if the child thinks, oh, I cannot do that, and becomes disheartened, the child will never come to that level. And whatever the child can do, the child can lift 5 kg, the child will not be able to lift that also. But by lifting the 5 kg weight, gradually the muscles will develop, and as the muscles develop, the capacity to lift higher, bigger weights will also emerge gradually. So similarly for us, when we practice spiritual life, our willingness, that means our readiness to try, is more important than our willpower, what we are actually able to do. So Krishna, he talks about willpower in 2.41 in the Bhagavad Gita, when he says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana, he says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi, that actually there is one pointed intelligence, ekeha kurunandana, that if you have one pointed intelligence, Vyavasaya, determined intelligence. But just before this, he has said, Neha bhikramana shosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatau bhayat. So he has said that neha vikramana shosti, that actually there is no loss in the spiritual path. Pratyavayo na vidyate, nor is there diminution. And svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya, even if one does little practice, one will be saved from great danger. And further Krishna says in the 6th chapter that from 36.34-35, Arjuna asks the question, what is the fate of one who is not able to control the mind? So that discussion happens from 35-36. And then from 37-45, Arjuna asks another question, what if somebody falls away? Is not able to complete the spiritual practice? And there also Krishna says, it doesn't matter. He says, one who aims for good will never meet with evil. He says, Parthanaiveha namutra vinashastasya vidyate nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgatim tata gacchati. So he says, durgatim tata gacchati. One will not get durgatim, na durgatim. One will not get that who? Kalyana krit. One who is engaged in auspicious work. So Krishna, he is very eager for us to come towards him. And what he sees is our willingness. If we have the desire to serve Krishna, what he sees, we see the patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Later on, when he talks about the process of bhakti, he says, even if you just offer me a little with me, just fruits, flowers, some leaves, some water, that itself will satisfy me. If it's offered in devotion, I'll accept it. So Krishna is looking here at the intention. Krishna is not so much concerned about what we are able to do. It's what we are willing to do, what we want to do. What is our desire? Bhakti, the spiritual growth is essentially a change of desires. So, and as our desires change, the desire to serve Krishna connects us with Krishna. And as we become connected with Krishna, we move closer and closer to him. And that contact with Krishna through the desire to love Him, the desire to serve Him, that itself purifies us, that itself strengthens us, that itself enlightens us. And this purification, empowerment, enlightenment, all this boosts our strength, boosts our determination, boosts our willpower. And then what we were not able to do earlier, we are able to do in due course of time. So sometimes if we find certain spiritual standards forbidding, rather than worrying about those standards and thinking that and lamenting that I'm not able to follow them, we can strive to connect with Krishna and do what we can in our bhakti practices. And if we just continue doing what we can, doing our bhakti practices, then we will move onward steadily, we will become purified, and eventually we will come to a level where what seemed impossible earlier will become possible and will even become pleasurable, because we will be purified of the cravings which drag us away from that path. And in that way, our bhakti will rise to a high standards. So willingness will eventually give us divine power that will boost our willpower. So rather than worrying about the lack of willpower, we can focus on our willingness and expressing our willingness in whatever capacity we can right now. Thank you. Hare Krishna.